Initiative Measure Number 2124, Explanatory Statement, written by the Office of the Attorney General. The law as it presently exists. In 2019, the Washington legislature created a public long-term care insurance program that is commonly known as, quote, WA Cares, unquote. The program provides people who meet its requirements up to $36,500 plus increases based on inflation to pay for certain long-term care services, such as nursing home care. The insurance program is funded through mandatory contributions from most employees in Washington. Employers must deduct 0.58% of an employee's wages. Participation is mandatory for most employees, whether they are full-time, part-time, or temporary workers. Payroll deductions begin on July 1, 2023. Some employees in Washington do not contribute to the long-term care insurance program and are not eligible for the program's benefit. In general, federal employees, employees of federally recognized tribes, and persons who are self-employed do not participate in the long-term care insurance program. However, federally recognized tribes and persons who are self-employed may choose to participate. Certain employees may apply for voluntary exemptions from participation in the program. Employees who may apply for voluntary exemptions include veterans with service-connected disabilities, spouses or registered domestic partners of active-duty military members, temporary workers on a non-immigrant visa, and, under recent changes to the law, workers whose permanent address is outside Washington. In addition, employees who obtained private long-term care insurance before November 2021 were eligible to apply for an exemption until December 2022. Participants must contribute to the long-term care insurance program for a minimum number of years before they are eligible to apply for benefits. In general, participants must contribute for either 1, at least 10 years, without a gap of 5 or more consecutive years, or 2, for 3 of the last 6 years before the date a person applies for benefits. A person born before 1968 may receive partial benefits based on the number of years they have contributed to the program. The long-term care insurance benefit is available only to individuals who need assistance with at least 3 activities of daily living, such as eating, getting in or out of bed, dressing, taking medications, or bathing. In addition, a person is eligible for the benefit only if they are at least 18 years old. For Washington residents, benefits first become available on July 1, 2026. The effect of the proposed measure, if approved. If adopted, Initiative Measure Number 2124, I-2124, would change how participation in the long-term care insurance program works. Employees and self-employed persons who are currently participating in the program would be able to opt out at any time. A person who opts out would not contribute premiums to the program and would not be eligible for the $36,500 benefit. I-2124 would also require that employees or self-employed persons in Washington elect to keep coverage under the program. This measure does not specify the timing or process for employees or self-employed persons to either, quote, elect to keep coverage, unquote, or opt out of the program. I-2124 would give the Employment Security Department authority to adopt rules to implement the measure's requirements. I-2124 would also repeal the statute that created a voluntary exemption for employees who had purchased long-term care insurance before November 2021.